Great day, amazing human. Welcome to the Empowered in My Skin podcast, where our mission is to help 1 billion people in this world think in more empowering ways. Empowered humans, empower humans. So you are in the right spot to become a lead domino for empowerment today. My name is Inke Chi. I'm not only your host, but I am a vibrant optimist obsessed to bring you empowering content with each episode. We will be bringing you content alternating between longer episodes with featured guests and shorter episodes called Empowering Bites, where I'll be joined by my co-host, Gabby Mamone. So if you're ready, let the show begin. Great day, amazing humans. Yes! Welcome to the episode that I've been waiting for, the next Empowering Bites with my co-host, Gabby 1B Mamone. Gabby 1B Mamone. How you doing, girl?
I'm great, but you know, I can't say I've heard your singing voice very much, so next time I'd like a request. Next jazz, then reggae, then pop. I want to hear it all.
Okay.
So the last time we opened up a podcast recording, you opened up with rapid fire questions for me.
That's right.
So now I would like to open up with rapid fire questions for you before we get into an amazing, amazing conversation. All right. Three questions. And for the listeners out there and has no idea what these questions are, I'm just randomly picking them. Are you ready, girl?
I am ready, girlfriend.
All right. So how about this? What do you collect?
Hair.
I love it. All colors, all shapes.
No, well, now red hair, red, burgundy, magenta hair.
I love it.
Just saying, okay. I'm just being honest. Just can't lie. I have boxes. I have wig heads.
Oh my gosh, I love it.
My husband's probably like, oh my God. Okay.
That's so fun. I just imagine your closet.
Oh you yeah, know? All the heads are lined up there, and every morning they look at me and they're like, pick me.
Oh, that's funny. Do you have them on like mannequin heads?
I have them on heads.
Oh, I see, that's like, so pick cool.
Me, pick me today. Pick me today.
Oh my gosh. Does anybody want to see a picture of the mannequin? No. That's cool. That's a social media post. Okay. I digress. We must get back on. Mm-hmm. All right. What is your favorite type of stationery?
Oh, wow. That's a... I don't have a favorite type of stationery. That's my answer. I do write. I like anything that has lines, but the lines have to be thick enough because I don't like thin lines. My journals have to have a certain line spacing. And so I like books that have good spacing between the lines.
That's perfect. There you go. That's awesome. And then what's one subject you would like to learn more about?
Ooh, I'll be honest with you, artificial intelligence.
Yeah,
like 100%, like generative AI. Yeah, for sure. I started. So let me not say I'm late, but it's that. So we'll be doubling down on just, and you know, so funny, because I know last time we spoke about the podcast, that's one of the reasons why I was like, oh, really also starting a tech podcast was so that I can start to have conversations, more conversations around tech. And so sometimes you just got to immerse yourself in what you want to learn. So AI.
Oh, I love that so much. Mm-hmm. And that, by learning that, will allow you to rise,
woo!
Which is a nice segue into our topic.
You're so good. You're so good at this. Okay.
Thanks. Mm-hmm. All right. So do you want to share what we're going to talk about?
Yeah. Today? So there is a quote. I don't even know if you call it a quote because it's actually a really long, not long, but it's a, what would you call that? Like,
an excerpt,
a little bit of a motivational kind of statement. And, it really talks about how something really beautiful happens. I think in us when we stop waiting to be chosen and instead choose ourselves, right? And so, and it's funny because ever since I've read that, there is something that always just kind of is quick for me to draw on is like, if I don't need to know, if I don't know what is needed in order for me to get to get to forgiveness, then let me just land in forgiveness. Mm. You understand? Like, let me just close the gap of not knowing and just be in the realm of forgiveness. Right. And so, and mm-hmm. it's with anything, right? Like if you don't know something, then place yourself into it, because then don't start to like choose yourself. You know what I mean? Like yeah. that's where that resonates with me. Like stop waiting to get to somewhere and just choose to be there, whether it's in your spirit, in your heart, in your actions, in, you know, who you surround yourself with, the things you listen to, just be there. And then it goes on to really talk about what I think is informing our conversation, is that when you actually start to choose you, the most amazing thing happens is that everything and everyone has to rise to that level.
Yes.
And I often talk about the eagle mindset. And the one thing I love about eagles, when you think about eagles, they're such majestic birds, right? They fly at 10,000 feet in the air. And if you think about a yes. lot of other birds, like chickens and all this, any other, they can't even flap off the ground. And when you start right. to, if you think about, they're the birds that fly at the highest. If they come across another bird in flight, it has to be an eagle.
Yes. Yeah.
And so birds of a feather. And so, and then when you fly at those heights, you tend to not swoon down to come and play with the chickens, right? You stay and everything else rises to your level, and whether or looking up to your level, you know what I mean? And it's not an ego thing. It's a spirit thing. Like if I yes. really think about it, right? Your heart feels risen. Your mind, your thoughts are high. Your sight is always up, you know? And then the people around you support that. What does, so the phrase again, Gabby, and then what does it mean? When you choose you, everything and everyone has to rise to that level.
It's so true. And when you really break it down, it's like managing, prioritizing, really allowing you to manage your emotional level. Your high level, your lower level, and really understanding where you're at in that priority ladder.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And when you say manage your high level and your low level, and you're talking about rise, can you double click a little bit on that?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, when I look at this quote and this excerpt, and I'm not sure if we quoted him, but let's do him justice. Jamie Veron, his exact words are, when you choose you, everything and everyone has to rise to that level. Mm-hmm. So I want to break that down for a moment. Let's look at the mirroring effect. Let's say you're in an interview, right? If the person leans over to the right, you mirror them. You almost want to lean as well. If they're leaning in, you're leaning in. It's that mirroring effect. It's that setting the example. So using this, if someone is rising, you rise too. If you hang around four rich people, you will be the fifth. Because what you're doing is you are up-leveling yourself.
Up-leveling.
Right? So again, when you choose you, everything and everyone has to rise to that level. So if you have your boundaries, people will respect your boundaries.
The other thing that that excerpt goes on to say, which actually I feel we've either talked about before in one of our seasons, but comes to me right now as you talk about that, is what goes on to talk about. And like a lot of times we are in this hustle, right? And I think I think when we're in this hustle, we're actually not choosing ourselves. Like, you know what I mean? We're in this space where we're constantly doing to become something. But I think if you truly know that you've chosen you and you have faith yes. in the fact that by doing that, you are going to be in that rise and that winner and everything, then everything starts to come to you, and in perfect timing is really what it says. You no longer have to force it happening. It's like you attract, and so many things come to me. Like Gabby Bernstein talks about being a super attractor. And I think the yes. core and the key to being a super attractor is you actually have to choose you. And we battle that in our heads all the time. Yes. right? The one person that doesn't choose ourselves is us. We do it to ourselves, right? Like, we doubt ourselves in meetings. We doubt that we look good. We certainly speak a lot of times that, you know, when somebody asks you, hey, how awesome are you doing today? And, or, you know, how are you doing today? And you choose your, you choose is fine. I'm fine. You know what I mean? Like, if you really choose you, then you'd be like, you know what? I'm remarkable. Yes. I'm phenomenal. I'm born to win. I'm designed for accomplishment. Yes. I'm engineered for success. I'm endowed with the seeds of greatness. I'm industrious. I'm enterprising. I am the mirror of my hard work. I am intoxicated in gratitude. I'm perfectly aligned to receive. I'm a place from where the infinite expresses. I create amazing experiences for myself and others. I recognize and release the joy and laughter within me. My life is magnetic. My joy is contagious. My passion is irresistible. And when you get me, you're getting an exceptional human. I am loved because I am. And and you know what?
So the listeners know you're not reading that. Like, that was a mic drop moment. I'm like, I didn't want to bring in and interrupt you. That was awesome.
And I'm like, so how are you doing today?
Yeah.
That's
true. Well, they gotta mirror you now.
No, but it's true. Like, think about like something so simple. Even if this is just the tactical takeaway from this episode, I want you to start to choose you when people greet you. Choose you.
Yes. I love that.
Choose you.
Trust. Yeah. Trust yourself. Tune in. Be curious. Prioritize your rise.
Yes. Prioritize your rise. That is right. Prioritize your rise. And it starts with the task that we are giving you. Your takeaway, your challenge is to start choosing you when somebody asks you.
Yes.
How to introduce yourself or how you're doing. I want you to actually choose you.
Yes.
Choose you. And go and be crazy about it.
Crazy.
But here's the thing. Watch what happens next. Because what happens next wasn't about you. It's about what that next person received from you choosing you. I guarantee you it will be a prioritized rise. Yeah.
I love that. Prioritize your rise.
Prioritize your rise.
This was such a fantastic conversation.
Prioritize your rise, y'all.
Prioritize your rise. I love it.
And this is where we have to prioritize the time. Before the time rises more on these short but really fun and empowering episodes, Empowering Bites. That's what we do. And this is where I say I'm Ink.
And I'm Gabby with 1B.
And we're out.
Bye-bye.
Bye. There you have it. I trust you are feeling more empowered in your skin. As the late Dr. Maya Angelou said, when you get, you give, when you learn, you teach. So it would mean so much for us at EIMS if you would share this episode and tag us or teach an insight that you took from today's episode on your socials and tag us. Feel free to leave us a review over at iTunes and follow us on social media at Empowered in My Skin. Finally, remember to subscribe so you never miss an episode. See you soon.